Good morning. It's April 26th, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. In a surprising turn of events, New York's highest court has overturned Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction, citing a crucial error that arguably changed the course of the trial. This decision, made on April 25, 2024, has reignited conversations around legal fairness, the Me Too movement, and the complexities of sexual misconduct cases. The Court of Appeals of New York found fault in the trial judge's decision to allow testimony from witnesses not directly related to the charges at hand, which they believe led to an unfair trial for Weinstein. This has prompted the court to order a new trial, shaking the foundations of what was seen as a landmark conviction in the fight against sexual misconduct in the entertainment industry and beyond. Weinstein, who has been a central figure in the Me Too movement's exposure of sexual misconduct across various sectors, is currently serving a 23-year sentence in New York for crimes committed against a former production assistant in 2006 and an aspiring actress in 2013. Additionally, he was sentenced to 16 years in prison in California for the rape of an actress in Los Angeles in 2013. Despite the New York court's decision to overturn his conviction, Weinstein still faces a significant prison term in California. The impact of this decision extends far beyond Weinstein's individual case. It represents a pivotal moment for the Me Too movement, which gained significant traction following the revelations of Weinstein's misconduct. As prosecutors deliberate on whether to pursue a new trial in New York, the case continues to be a focal point of media coverage and public discourse, underscoring the ongoing legal and societal battles over sexual misconduct. This development serves as a stark reminder of the challenges in prosecuting cases of sexual assault and the intricate balance between ensuring a fair trial and holding perpetrators accountable. The zombie genre is about to be reanimated in a big way, with Sony Pictures confirming 28 years later, the much-awaited sequel to the iconic 28 Days Later. This next chapter promises to elevate the franchise to new heights, with Danny Boyle returning to direct and Alex Garland on board to pen the script. A significant leap forward in the series, the title alone teases an intriguing continuation of the story that captivated audiences worldwide. The project will see Nia DaCosta taking the directorial reins, ensuring the film maintains its all-British roots, a nod to the original's UK setting and tone. The announcement of a star-studded cast featuring Jodie Comer, Ralph Fiennes, and Aaron Taylor-Johnson adds an extra layer of excitement, though their involvement in future sequels remains a tantalizing question mark. Details of the plot are currently shrouded in mystery, with only the title hinting at a significant time jump from the events of 28 Days Later and its sequel, 28 Weeks Later. The decision to allocate a $75 million budget for the first two sequels, which are planned to be shot back-to-back, underscores the ambition behind this revival. The original film, starring Cillian Murphy, was a viral hit that led to a successful sequel, creating a fervent fan base eagerly awaiting the next installment. While the release date for 28 Years Later is still under wraps, the involvement of such prominent figures in the film industry and the potential for future sequels have set expectations soaring. Fans are on the edge of their seats, hoping for a trilogy that redefines the zombie apocalypse narrative for a new generation. Bollywood enthusiasts have a reason to stay up late on April 26, 2024, as Lapata Ladies hits Netflix at the stroke of midnight. This comedy drama, a creative collaboration between producer Aamir Khan and director Kiran Rao, has already made waves internationally with its premiere at the Toronto International Film Festival, where it received a standing ovation and critical acclaim. The film's journey began with its theatrical release on March 1st, amassing a worldwide gross of 23 crores. It has been lauded for its fresh, original storytelling, blending humor and heart in a way that resonates with audiences looking for more than just a typical Bollywood masala flick. Kiran Rao returns to the director's chair with Lapata Ladies, marking her much-anticipated comeback since Dobhi Ghat in 2010. This project, her second directorial venture, showcases her evolution as a filmmaker, offering a unique take on mistaken identities and the ensuing chaos that captures the essence of vibrant Indian storytelling. Despite Aamir Khan's initial interest in taking on a key role, the part was ultimately filled by Ravi Kishan, adding another layer of intrigue to the film's dynamic cast. The announcement of its digital release was made on Netflix India's Instagram, featuring the film's cast and promising a delightful viewing experience for subscribers. Lapata Ladies stands out not just for its entertainment value but for its sincerity and originality, making it a must-watch for anyone who appreciates the art of cinema that combines chaos with a heartfelt narrative. In a turn of events that has disappointed fans worldwide, rapper Kid Cudi has been forced to cancel his much-anticipated Insano Engage the Rage World Tour after sustaining a serious injury during his performance at Coachella. What was initially thought to be a minor injury has turned out to be a severe heel bone fracture, leading to an extended recovery period than initially anticipated. During his energetic set at Coachella on April 21st, Cudi sustained the injury that has now sidelined him, leading to his hospitalization. From his hospital bed, Cudi shared a video message with his fans, expressing hope for a quick recovery. However, the reality of the situation has hit, and the recovery time needed is too lengthy to proceed with the planned tour dates. Cudi has made it clear that fans who purchase tickets for the now canceled tour will receive full refunds. Despite the setback, he remains in good spirits, thankful for the outpouring of love and support from his fans. He has promised to return with new tour dates as soon as he's able. The rapper's gratitude towards his supporters shines through, even as he navigates this challenging time. The incident at Coachella, where Cudi felt joy from the show despite the pain, underscores his dedication to his craft and his fans. However, the future of the European leg of the tour remains in limbo, leaving fans and organizers awaiting further updates. Kid Cudi's commitment to come back stronger and entertain his fans around the world hasn't waned, as he focuses on his recovery and planning his return to the stage. In an unfolding controversy that bridges hip-hop legacy and cutting-edge technology, Tupac Shakur's estate is on the brink of legal action against Drake. The heart of the dispute? A groundbreaking yet contentious use of artificial intelligence in Drake's latest track, Tailor-Made Freestyle, which purportedly features the voice of the late Tupac Shakur without permission. Drake's Tailor-Made Freestyle is raising eyebrows and legal questions alike. The track not only allegedly employs AI to clone the voices of hip-hop icons Tupac Shakur and Snoop Dogg, but also includes verses in Drake's own voice. The song takes a direct shot at fellow rapper Kendrick Lamar, but it's the technological implications that are sparking a broader debate. The controversy touches on a sensitive area of law and ethics in the music industry. Recently, Tennessee introduced legislation that makes it illegal to use AI to replicate an artist's voice without their explicit consent. This new law is particularly relevant to the case at hand, suggesting that Drake's innovative approach may have crossed legal boundaries. The situation raises critical questions about the future of music production, the preservation of artists' legacies, and the ethical use of AI in artistic creation. As the debate unfolds, the music world watches closely, keen to see how this clash between tradition and technological advancement will be resolved. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.